Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
The
misery. Move the pain, oh Lord. We know you're able to take it away, heal and deliver, save to the uttermost, blot out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven, make ways out of no ways. Oh my God, grant our petitions according to your will. Let your will be done in us tonight. Let the Spirit of God be veiled. Let the blood of Jesus cover us, wash us, and make us ever with hope. We are seeking to do your will. We are seeking to please you tonight. Not our will, but let our will perish. Help us, oh Lord. Oh my God, help us to please you in every way. Help us, Jesus. Let our speech be seasoned with grace. Touch us, oh Lord. Touch our minds. Help us to stand. Help us to go through, Lord. Look on those souls designed to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Convert them, sanctify them, fill them with your Spirit. We know you're able tonight. Take away sin, blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. We know thou art a merciful God, and we know that you're able to save, heal, and forgive. Deliver tonight. Deliver, Lord. Somebody needs you tonight. Somebody is troubled in their mind. Somebody needs to come back to you. Somebody needs you, oh Lord. Have mercy tonight. We know you're a merciful God, and we know thou art a strong deliverer. We pray that you will touch tonight. Look on your people everywhere. Help your people to stand. Help your people to go through. Continue to bless this broadcast. Look on the speaker of the hour. Have your way. Sing your word. Take control of the service. Bless tonight, oh Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. You know what we have need of, and you know all about us. I pray that you will bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Help us to go through our testing trials. Help us to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to go through, and we want to endure until the end. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to make ways out of no ways, and we pray that you look upon those who continue to be a blessing. We pray that you touch them, strengthen them, and encourage them, bless them, and make ways for them. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls that are behind prison walls. We pray that you touch them right now. Send deliverance to their souls. Look on those who are hospitalized. Oh, my God, without a God on their side, nobody to come to their rescue. Touch them right now. Heal their sin-sick bodies. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on them, Lord. Save them to the uttermost away out of no ways, Lord. Look on those souls that are closed up in the nursing homes. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Send on help in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. Make ways for them, oh Lord. Open up doors, oh Lord. Comfort their souls. Oh, my God, have mercy today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the blessing. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, oh Lord, because you're always on time and you're never too late. I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. I pray, Jesus, that you continue to look on the bereaved families. Comfort them in their time of bereavement. Lift the heavy burden. Strengthen their souls. Save the unsaved. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Work everything out all right. We know you're able. favor today, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to bless, go with us and stand by us, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Shima Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. So at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 141st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and that's, again, the 141st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grain's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust, leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. May God for his word, the 141st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses, throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Shima Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you're feeling bold, you like to have a mark after the word, or you have a song you like to sing, testimony you like to tell, scripture you like to read, or just an encouraging word you'd like to share, definitely give us a call at 978-990-5270. Our access code is 794-6408 if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week. Every Tuesday and Sunday evenings on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. And then Jimmy Bell Edmund hosts the gospel truth broadcast at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. And to visit, you can go to 18 East Central Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. And on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Holbrook hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 1827631. Missionary Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Jeanette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. and we want to pray for Deacon Nehemiah Jackson. And also added to the prayer list is Andre Weber, that's Sister Doreen's brother, and also Alfonso Moore. We want to pray, keep those names in prayer, and also the bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved Ingram family, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Elder Barry Johnson, LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, also Erica Hameen. She has been dealing with some health issues, and I intended to put her name on the prayer list earlier, but we want to keep her in prayer. That is my that's my sister-in-law. And then Jeff and Jen Granitz, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Oma May and Boone, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breed Spritz family, the Breed Allen family, the Breed Carr family, the Breed Darius family, the Breed Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmonds Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montra Miller, and all those folks who are currently requesting prayer. And if you didn't hear your name called, but you have been on our prayer list before, your name is still on the prayer list. We just try to read the most updated list from time to time, but you are not forgotten. And pray for those souls who may ask you to pray for them and you may have forgotten to put them on the prayer list. So pray for those souls as well. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask right now if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. Thank the Lord for that beautiful passage of scriptures that was read at this time. We just thank God for all things and for how he has blessed and kept us through another week. And now it's time for the word of God. We encourage you to continue to tune in to this broadcast. Prepare your hearts and minds to hear the word of God. And the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's Friday night, joy night, and glory be to God. Amen. Thank the Lord for blessing us to be here one more time on the broadcast. And we thank God for all of you tuning in. I thank the Lord for that opening prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture. And I thank God once again for all the blessings down throughout the week. Here we are on a Friday night. This is joy night. This is a night of praise, and it's time to give God the glory that is due to his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to get ready to go to the word of God. So let us put our minds on the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight calling upon you, asking you, O God, to speak unto us and to minister to us, O God. Lord God, send forth your word and let your word have free course. Let every listener be blessed through the message. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it done, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to turn your attention to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, going over to the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verses 5 through 13, and also going over to St. Mark, the 8th chapter, verses 34 through 38. And I'll begin with the book of Philippians, second chapter, verse 5, and it reads, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Actually, I just wanted to stop at verse 13. So we'll stop right there and go over to St. Mark, the 8th chapter, verse 34, and it reads, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is Living in the Midst of a Crooked and Perverse Nation. The theme is Follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. In the book of Philippians, this is an epistle that Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. And he was encouraging them to be like-minded in having the mind of Christ, praise the Lord. And also he described the way Jesus was, saying that he, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And he made of himself no reputation. He just took on the form of a servant. And he pretty much just humbled himself. And it's like when you think about where he came from, he was right there on the right hand of God. He was in glory. Hallelujah. But he humbled himself so much that he could come down here and take on the form of man. And he was made in the likeness of men. And he was fashioned as a man. And knowing that he is the King of Kings, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death of the cross. Glory to God. And because of this, Apostle Paul began to describe how God has highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow down, things in heaven and things in the earth, things even under the earth. At the name of Jesus, his name is so great and so powerful that every knee is going to bow down and worship him. And also every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord And it's all done to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he was encouraging the church, the believers in Christ. He was encouraging them to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. It's important that we take an interest, that we take the responsibility to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear living in a crooked and perverse nation, a wicked and adulterous generation. They're all around and there's so much corruption. So we are encouraged not to be influenced by all the iniquity that's abounding, all the corruption that we see every day, either in our home or is on the job or it's in a place of business, is in the grocery store, wherever we go, there's iniquity everywhere. So then we ought to take responsibility and have this care for our own soul, that we can work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Praise the Lord. And even living down here, we can't take anything with us. We can't the money with us, the cars and the homes. All of these things are temporary. So why go after these things? And why gain all these things when we end up can lose our soul? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Jesus, he truly is the answer for the world today. And if you don't know Jesus, I encourage you to get to know him. So the Apostle Paul began to minister to the church at Philippi. And he gave them these words of encouragement because he knew that he would not be around always, that his time was short. But he wanted to make sure people of God were established, that they were rooted in the faith, that they would not be moved. Amen. And he also wanted to make sure that he could rejoice in the day of Christ, knowing that his labor was not in vain, knowing that all the sacrifices he made for the church was not in vain. So he gave them these words of encouragement and began to exhort them. And then in St. Mark, the 8th chapter, after Jesus had fed an additional thousands of people, a small amount of food that he began to bless. And he fed them because many of them had traveled for so far and they had been with him 3 days. And he couldn't send them away fasting, because he said to his disciples that they would faint in the way. So he didn't want to send them away that way, 3 days without any food. And they had traveled so far. So he worked another miracle and fed the thousands of people. Praise God. And afterwards, in the 34th verse, Jesus had called the people unto himself along with his disciples. He didn't just call his disciples, but he called all the people. And this call tonight is to all people, to every listener, everywhere. If you don't know Jesus, this call is to you. These words are for you. In the 34th verse, He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Praise the Lord. This is Jesus stretching out his hand and giving an open invitation, inviting anyone, regardless of who you are, where you're from, or what you've done, or where you've been. This invitation is to you to choose Jesus, hallelujah, to choose to follow Jesus, glory to God. And he said these words to all the people, and he went on saying, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall be saved. So in order to save yourself, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, follow Jesus. Deny yourself.
Amen.
Forget about the world and everything in it. Forget about your friends who don't want to follow Jesus, or family, whoever is in your life and influencing you to go any other way than following Jesus. Give them up, hallelujah, and save your life. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. So you trying to save your pride and trying to save your life and trying to do all kinds of things without Jesus, you're going to end up losing your life. But if you deny yourself and you sacrifice for the sake of Jesus and the gospel, then you can be saved from this wicked, perverse nation, corrupt, crooked nation. Hallelujah. The Lord gave his life on the cross so that we all can be saved. And the Lord asked all these people, including his disciples, in the 36th verse, he said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? This is a soul-searching question, a thought-provoking question. After all that you can gain in this world, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what do you have? You have nothing. I remember the choir from Deliverance Temple Church there in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. They sang the song saying, you don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus. Glory to God. No matter what you might own or possess down here, it's only temporary. It's not going to last forever. And when you leave here, whatever you've gained, you cannot take it with you. Glory to God. So what is it going to profit you in the hereafter? Absolutely nothing. All the things that you can gain down here can't help you in the day of the appearing of Jesus Christ. When he comes on the scene, when he comes in all his glory, he declared that if you be ashamed of him and his words in this adulterous and sinful generation, he also will be ashamed of you in his glory when he comes here with his holy angels. He's going to disown you. Hallelujah. So the appeal is to you, the invitation is to you to follow Jesus. You can make that choice tonight. You can choose to stop doing what you're doing. You can choose to make a change tonight. You can choose to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord God is a merciful God, ready, willing, and able to restore you and to make you all over. He's willing to forgive
Amen.
Your sins. He's willing to make something beautiful out of your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can come to Jesus and he will fix your situation. Maybe you're tired of living the way you've been living, doing the things that you've been doing, and you know they're not pleasing unto God. You can make a change tonight. You can repent of your sins. Come away from the world, hallelujah, and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. For glory be to God. You don't have to continue to live in this crooked and perverse nation without Jesus in your life. But you can have Jesus while you're down here with all the things that are going around. Oh, glory to God. And you can still be saved because God has the power to preserve you unto the day of his coming. Amen. He has the power to reserve you until, or preserve you rather, until the day of redemption. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because surely he will come. He will appear before the whole entire world. And when he appears, glory to God, what kind of person will you be? What state will you be in? Will you be a sinner or will you be a believer with your sins forgiven? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let him come and catch you living in your sins. Don't let him come and catch you being disobedient to his commandments. Hallelujah. Don't let him come and catch you with your works undone. Glory to God. But do what the Lord has commanded you to do and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Take the lead. Take an active part in helping your own soul. Praise the Lord. It's important that we do this. Because your soul is the only soul you have. And don't lose
Amen.
Your soul trying to gain the things down here. Because they mean nothing if you don't have Jesus. They can't help you. They can't save you. They can't deliver you. Only Jesus can save you. Only Jesus can deliver you. Hallelujah. So what is it going to profit you to hold on to these things? To keep going in your own way? It's not going to profit you anything. You'll end
That's
up
right.
losing your soul. What can you give in exchange for your soul? You only get one soul. One soul. Don't lose it. Hallelujah. But give your soul to Jesus. Amen. Give your life to Jesus. Accept the Lord while you have a chance. Praise be to God. All those people who heard Jesus say these words, if any man, he didn't necessarily single out anyone. He was speaking to the disciples. He was speaking to all the other people who were around. And he gave them this invitation. Praise be to God. And still today, the Lord is inviting you to come and to follow him. And it's conditional. If anyone, he said, whosoever will That can be anyone. Whosoever will come after me. People want to do things on their own terms. They want to do things their own way. But it's either God's way or no way at all. Hallelujah. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. That's the first step. You must deny yourself. Forget about yourself. Forget about your pride. Forget about your reputation. Forget about your stature. Forget about all of that. And deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. Maybe there's someone who's listening, has made up their mind that they're going to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Jesus, that they're going to accept this invitation from the Lord. I tell you, God is truly a merciful God, a God of compassion, and he's ready, waiting to forgive your sins, amen, and to make you his own, to make you a follower of him, willing to make you his disciple. Glory to God, so that when he does appear in all his glory with his holy angels, hallelujah, you'll be readily accepted and welcomed into his kingdom. He will not be ashamed of you, glory to God, because you were not ashamed to own him, to accept him as your personal Savior. Glory be to God. So tonight, let us put our minds on the Lord. And anyone who's sick in your body, God is our healer. And if you believe the report, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Glory to God, and with his stripes, we are healed. All you have to do is just believe the Lord. Amen. And he will surely make you whole. He will heal your body. He'll heal your spirit, your mind. He'll heal everything that's broken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Let us believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you this night. Lord, we repent. We ask for forgiveness, O God. We ask that you will have mercy on us, Lord God, and that you will save us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, for the penitent soul. O God, have mercy on them tonight. Forgive their sins, Lord, and take away their sins, Lord God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, and use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, heal, make whole right now, deliver, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Move in miraculous ways, oh God. Send your power down and rebuke the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, loose somebody's shackles, oh my God, and break the chains of sin. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, Lord, and recover those who are sick tonight. Give them their health, my God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're down here calling on you, asking, Lord God, for comfort for the bereaved and those, oh God, who are hurt and broken, their hearts, Lord, torn apart. We're praying, God, that you will mend the brokenhearted. Oh, Lord God, that you will give relief to those who are suffering tonight. Oh, blessed Savior, give strength to the weak, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are discouraged, give them encouragement tonight and help them hold on, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you would lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go, that you would take us by the hand, oh, Lord God, and walk by our side day and night in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need your help down here. We are waiting on you, Lord. Please stop by here, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Remember all those who are listening tonight. Lord, visit them in their homes, oh God, or wherever they are listening to this broadcast. Visit them, Lord Jesus, and let them feel your presence. Lord God, let them know that you are right there with them in the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Take control. Move by your power. Remember all those names that were called out on the prayer list. We pray a special prayer for everyone, oh God, one by one and name by name. We ask, Lord, that you will grant every request according to your will. Let it be done, Lord Jesus, this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask you to help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. And Lord, take away unbelief. Take away doubt. Take away fear and draw back. Lord, and give us boldness, oh God. Help us to take a firm stand for righteousness, oh Lord, and to go forth and to do more for you, oh God. And we ask that you will bless the works of our hands, that whatsoever we put forth our hands to do, in your name, oh God, let it be prosperous. Oh God, let it bring glory and honor to your name. Oh yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, in all things that we have not mentioned in this prayer. You know about it, oh God. The unspoken request, the silent prayer. Oh, God, we ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Vantage Maybell. She can have remarks. Thank God, you know, thank God for the word of God coming through Vantage. I mean, talking about living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation and encouraging us to follow Jesus. And this is what we're doing right now. The world is perverse and wicked and crooked. So go ahead, Vantage May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the message coming through Vantage. I mean, the word of God is right all by itself. And that theme, follow Jesus. In these last and evil days, we must follow Jesus, because if you follow after the world, you're going down with the world, and all of this worldly element, everything is going down but the word of God. That's why we continue and try our best to make sure that we are following Jesus. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus had a mind to please his Father, and that was the reason he went to Calvary's cross, that we might have life. He went and he did it because that's why he came into the world. He came into the world to save us from this sin-cursed world. And it's up to each and every individual to go for themselves and follow Jesus for themselves. Glory to God. Don't follow any other, because if you go any other way, you're going the wrong way. So I thank the Lord for this word on tonight, following Jesus. You can follow whoever you want. Jesus for mine. Glory to God.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the word. Evangelist, I mean, keep preaching the word of God and continue to allow God to have his way in your life. And thank God for the prayer God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Yes, if there are no more remarks, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over to him in advance. I mean, God bless you, Evangelist. And we thank God for Evangelist May Bell. And we thank God for you, Evangelist May. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. And we just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. Thank the Lord for all of you. I just encourage you to take the word of God in, you know, and take heed to the word of God. Just listen carefully for the voice of the Lord when he speaks. And I know God is speaking all the time, you know, but we need to have an ear to hear and also eyes to see. Glory to God, because we can have eyes and not see, ears and not hear. But it's a blessing when we do have an ear and we can hear the voice of the Lord calling unto us. And so the Lord speaks to us through his word and through many other means. So listen out for the voice of the Lord. We do thank God once again for this broadcast. We thank God for the host, amen, Dr. Khadija, Evangelist Khadija. We thank God for Evangelist May. Praise the Lord. Just want to encourage both of you. Continue to do the work of the Lord. And all listeners, we encourage you as well to just do the work of the Lord. Just do what God has given you to do. Amen. If you are listening and you don't know Jesus, we encourage you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Don't let time run out on you. Don't put it off. But go ahead and accept the Lord today and don't worry about anything because the Lord will make everything all right. And so we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And do we have anything else before we close out? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.